Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. We are at Gordon Lemming Field. What a beautiful day on the ballpark. I say, well, what a nice day. I've read in my temperature in my truck, it said 75 degrees about 4 o'clock. That's pretty incredible. What a nice day to play baseball. Well, Mitchell, we welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys baseball game. Tonight's game is going to feature the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights are going to host Benton Central, the Bison, and we'll mention Benton Central Bison. They're currently 4 wins, 0 losses. We'll mention on Thursday, April 6th, Benton Central got a win over Covington, 7-4. Then on the 7th, the next night, on a Friday night, Benton Central 10, Rensselaer Central 7. And then on Saturday, they played three games in a row. On Saturday, the 8th of April, Benton Central got the win over Rensselaer Central. That's a West Division matchup in the Hoosier Conference. Benton Central got the win 15-6. And then we'll mention Monday, the 10th. They got a win. Benton Central got the win over Clinton Prairie in 5 innings. It was 15-5. So tonight's going to be one of the two that they'll play, hopefully back-to-back, and I believe it will be. The weather's going to be tremendous next couple of days. My dad says rain not going to show up till maybe Sunday. Maybe a little bit on Friday, but Sunday will maybe a wet day. But we'll mention Benton Central right here, Central Catholic High School. They're having an umpire meeting right now around home plate, talking about the lineups, and we'll mention Central Catholic Knights. We'll talk about them. Central Catholic Knights, the school was founded in 1956. They have an enrollment of 294. They're Class 1A, Sectional 54. 6 in their sectional, that's Attica, Covington, Fountain Central, Lafayette Central Catholic, North Vermilion, and Riverton Park. The principal at Central Catholic High School is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Kim Bourdonnais. The assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Charlie Roberts. The trainer is Sarah Igo. We'll mention Central Catholic High School, located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them up at 765-474-2496. Thank you very much. Got a stool up here. That's going to be helpful. And we'll mention Central Catholic on the web. You can find them at lccathletics.com. And on Twitter, it's at @LCC_athletics. They wear the colors navy blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference made up of the East Division and a West Division, 5 in each. In the East, it's Hamilton Heights, Lewis Cass, Northwestern, Tipton, Western. In the West Division, it's Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, and West Lafayette. We'll mention the Central Catholic, currently 2 wins, 3 losses. They fell 3 times down on their Tennessee trip. They got a win to come back home with. That was a 10-run rule. Win is a good win. We'll mention Central Catholic, currently 1-0 in the Hoosier Conference West. Rain would not allow the second game with Twin Lakes. That game has been rescheduled for May the 9th. That's one day before the Hoosier Conference. Who's your crossover game? We'll mention the head coach for Central Catholic is Kim Bourdonnais. Kim Bourdonnais, an 87 graduate from Central Catholic High School, working in year number 26 right here at Central Catholic High School. Next game on the agenda going to be tomorrow night. It'll be Wednesday the 12th, 5 p.m. Eastern start time. And Central Catholic will be at Benton Central tomorrow night. They're getting ready to have the national anthem here shortly. We'll talk about Benton Central between innings. So they're going to jog out, take their positions. And we'll mention this internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's ASO. That's Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We do thank you for tuning in They're going through the lineup right downstairs. Mr. Dan Deanhart, the PA announcer. We'll get to the lineups here after the national anthem. Getting ready for opening prayer and national anthem. We'll mention the umpires wearing the dark blue. That is customary. They're wearing the dark gray pants. Going to be two guys on the diamond for this contest. So we're going to set this down for opening prayer and our national anthem.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, our Heavenly Father, help these athletes to be the saints of the class in this changing world and to keep their eyes always fixed on you. Strong athletes, an example of these things. Help them to become fair, taller, and more. Give them the strength that comes from you alone. We ask this in Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
That's our national anthem. You guys getting ready to play ball. I'm sure they're pretty excited right here to play this game on Tuesday. And we'll mention a little bit about the Knights. Knights, defensively, they'll line up like this. The pitcher in today's contest, he's a senior. That's Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur wears number 27. His battery partner, his catcher, is Jackson King. They'll wear number 3. At first base, Ryan Schumer. Schumer going to wear number 7 at second base, Owen Munn. Owen Munn wears number 12. Evan Deanhart at shortstop wears number 24. At third base is Hudson Gutwein, wears number 9. In left field, number 14, Tyler Fox. In center field, number 33, Bren Robbins. And in right field, number 34, Keaton Brooks. We'll mention a little bit about Ben Mazur. On the season, he's got 8 innings under his belt. He has 2 appearances, and they are both starts. Ben Mazur, 33 batters he has faced. He's thrown 136 pitches. He's allowed 5 hits. He's allowed just 1 run. He's walked 2. He struck out 13. 3 of those batters went down looking. And then we'll mention Ben Mazur. Going to be on the hill for Central Catholic. Getting warm up from the stretch right now. Getting ready to throw one down second base. Jackson King. It's 5:58 on my AT&T wristwatch. This game is being brought to you by AT&T cellular phone. It's worked pretty well. 15th year AT&T has been providing varsity athletics through the radio. So getting ready to step in, it's going to be a left-handed batter. First batter in the contest is going to be number 15, Dylan Musser. Dylan Musser is going to be the DH in the ballgame. He'll bat in place of Caleb Kavalowski, the right fielder. First pitch of the game, inside edge, fastball called strike. No balls, 1 strike, Ben Mazur. Finding that release point with his first pitch. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a wind. Here's the pitch. The foul one out of play, left side. Left-handed batter. Took it the other way. Young man going to track that one down. Count goes 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. First batter in the ballgame. Leadoff batter is Dylan Musser. for Benton Central. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind from Mazur. Back low curveball, going to drop third. A step to the inside is Jackson Kane. He'll throw to first base. He'll get the put out with Ryan Schumer. One out, top of the first inning. Central Catholic and Benton Central. Should be a good ball game. Both teams pretty good in the early season right now. 4-0, Benton Central going against 2-3, Central Catholic. Stepping in, number 5, Boston Crickets. Right-handed batter, you're going to pop one skyward. It's going to be playable, foul territory. Mazur's, you should say, Ryan Schumer gets called off by second baseman. Owen Munn records the out in foul territory. So two outs here in the top of the first inning. Benton Central, pretty aggressive at the plate. Stepping in, left-handed batter, number 4, Tyler Clemmie. Clemmie plays the shortstop position. First pitch from Mazur, backdoor curveball, in there for a strike. No balls, one strike, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Left-handed batter, number 4, Tyler Clemmie, steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur, here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball finishes outside. One ball, one strike. Ben Mazur going to adjust the hat. He steps back on, looking at signals from Jackson Kane. Here comes the pitch to Clemmie. Going to pop one foul out of play. It's going to get a neighbor's backyard, and it probably won't be retrieved. One ball, two strikes. The set back in, Tyler Clemmie, three hitter for Benton Central Bison. Here comes the wind, here's the delivery. Backdoor curveball finishes low and away. 2-2 count, two outs, top of the first inning. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Brent Robbins playing Clemmie to hit the other way in center field. Here's the pitch. High and tight, ball 3. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Mazur steps back behind the rubber. Licks the fingers, he'll dry off. Steps back on. 3-2 pitch on the way to Clemmie. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, third base. Gutwein plays it on a hop, a high hop across the diamond. They'll get the put out with Ryan Schumer. So Ben Central sends 3 to the plate. They all hit the baseball and then going to play defensively in the field, Benton Central. We'll let you know Benton Central Bison will start like this. The pitcher is going to be Adrian Torres. Adrian Torres is a junior class member. He wears number 16. His battery partner, number 13, is Brylan Hedden. At first base, it's Baylen Holmes. He'll wear number 18. At second base, Corbin Cooley, he'll wear number 3. And at shortstop, Tyler Clemmie, wearing number 4. At third base, it's Boston Pritchett, he'll wear number 5. In left field, number 11, Traven Schultz. In center field, number 2, Ryan Foster. And in right field, number 8, Caleb Kavalowski. Kavalowski playing defensively, giving way to the batter, first batter in the lineup, Dylan Musser is the DH. We'll talk a little bit about Adrian Torres. Adrian Torres wears number 16. He's got 3 innings under his belt. He's got 1 appearance. He's got an ERA of 0.00. He's won 1 game, his only start, and he has not lost a game. He's given up 3 hits. He's lost 1. He struck out 4. He's faced 12 batters. He's thrown a total of 55 pitches thus far. And he's going to do the pitching here for Benton Central Bison. Home plate umpire going to look at some pitches right there behind catcher Brylan Hedden. Customary to check out the other pitcher. So Knight's going to bat in the bottom of the first inning. First batter in the lineup is going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Second batter will be 24, Evan Genhart. Third batter, number 18, T.J. Bell. He's going to DH for defensive player Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, number 34, he's in right field. Fourth batter in the lineup, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Fifth batter is number 27, Ben Mazur. Sixth batter, 33, Bryn Robbins. Seventh batter, number 3, Jackson King. Eighth batter, number 14, that's Tyler Fox. And batting ninth, wearing number 9, is Hudson Gutwine. So Owen Munn going to step in to bat here in the bottom half of the first inning. No score. Early going right here on the diamond. Going to work from a stretch to start out. That's Adrian Torres. Here comes the first pitch to Munn. Breaking pitch, finished high, just above the zone. Count goes 1-0. Steps back in, right-handed batter, Owen Munn. The Knights do not have a plethora of left-handed hitters on the team this season. Pitch comes in, called outside edge, strike 1. Count goes 1-1. Step back in, Owen Munn. Owen Munn hit the ball well at Twin Lakes. Swing and a miss. Ball's going to land out in front of the plate. Count goes 1-2. Brylan Heading going out to have a little conversation. Not much. Adrian Torres trying to get back on the same page. 1-2. Owen Munn, right-handed hitter, steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of a set position. Going to set up outside is Heading. Hit the outside glove. It was just outside. 2. Some umpires, I have been told, they set up outside to hit the glove. They'll give him a strike. I don't think that's right, and this umpire does not either. Here comes a 2-2. Ground ball back to the pitcher. Adrian Torres tosses it to first base. Baylen Holmes, first out here in the bottom of the first inning on the Knights. Next batter going to step in. Shortstop, Evan Genhart. Evan Genhart, he can get on base any way he can. He'll bunt the ball. They're going to play him inside of the bag at third base. They've done their homework, I'm quite sure. Working from the stretch. Here's the first pitch to Genhart. Outside edge, called strike. Working that outside edge pretty well, Adrian Torres. Trying to get that first pitch strike, and he accomplished that. Here's the second pitch. Outside of ball, just missed. Home plate umpire, pretty good discipline. Good discipline there. That pitch just missed outside. Here comes a 1-1 pitch to Evan Genhart. Going to pop one fair territory, right field. Got some air under it. Going to back him up. Couldn't make the play. Didn't hit the glove. Going to try for second base. Safe at second base. They're going to say the tag evidently did not get Genhart. So the A-position umpire went out to right field for a trouble ball. A trouble ball means it was going to be a difficult catch. He had to get out there and verify if the catch was made. It was not. Home plate umpire was out at second base. That's just the way you do it. Textbook for a two-man mechanic. So Evan Genhart finds himself at second base, probably going to get credit for a double. Stepping into bat, three-hitter T.J. Bell wears number 18. He's also hitting the ball well in the early season. He's going to float one out of play right side. Going to get over to the track. Going to land right there at the football field. And as T.J. Bell came out of the ball game at Twin Lakes, not quite sure. Might have been a hamstring. Not sure he's back in the lineup today. No balls, 1 strike, check second base. Here's the pitch from Adrian Torres. He's going to float one to right center. Right fielder going to get a beat on it. Couldn't get it. It goes over the head to the warning track. He'll toss it in. And T.J. Bell going to get an RBI double. He trades places with Evan Genhart at second base. So the Knights come up with 1. There's one out here in the bottom of the first inning. Next batter going to step in. He's a four-hitter, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, he's got a home run on the season. He got one down there in Tennessee in the fourth game. Steps in, left-handed batter. Working from a stretch, now the set. Torres, here's the pitch. High and tight, ball one. Ryan Schumer steps back in. One out. T.J. Bell at second base, one run in. Peering in, looking at signals, Adrian Torres. Now out of the set, checks second base. Second pitch to Schumer. Outside is called strike. Schumer likes to look at pitches. He knows it only takes one. Count goes one ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals, Adrian Torres. Brylan Hedden delivering the signals at the catcher's position. Third pitch, inside tight, going to get by the glove of Brylan Hedden. He'll pick it up back near the screen, and T.J. Bell moves from second base to third base. Two balls, one strike, one out, bottom of the first inning. One run in. Evan Genehart from second base. T.J. Bell with a double knocks him in. Bell now at third base. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch from Torres. Swung on, gonna pop one. Gonna be the outfield. Gonna be called for by the center fielder. He'll make the catch. No tag at third base. There are two outs. Schumer flies out. Shallow, left center field. Stepping into bat, going to see number 27. You're going to pitch in today's contest, as you already know. I saw him retreating, thought of baseball in pregame, I should say in batting practice. I asked him when he came around the backside of the fence, you hit a home run. He said he hit three in batting practice. First pitch comes in high for ball one. So Ben Mazur swings a nice, fluent bat. He's got a double on the season, got that down in Tennessee, scored two runs, came off the bench to do that. Second pitch comes in low for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Ben Mazur does the pitching, trying to help himself right here, the man on third base. Here comes a 2-0 pitch. Low for ball three. Mazur likely going to have the take pitch, but don't know for sure. Three balls, no strikes. Torres, here comes the pitch. Swung on, he had the green light. Takes it to the left field, base hit. RBI off the bat of Ben Mazur. T.J. Bell comes in to score the second run here in the bottom of the first. So Coach Bordenay going to call time. Ben Mazur going to jog back to the dugout. Going out to do the base running for Mazur is number 17, Gavin Boutel. Boutel, he's 5'10". He's a junior class member. He'll be the courtesy runner in this game for Ben Mazur. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Sixth hitter, number 33, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins plays center field. He got a home run at Twin Lakes last week. First pitch comes in, just high. One ball, no strikes. Pretty good home plate umpire. I'm telling you what, he's got discipline. He's calling the strike zone. One ball, no strikes. Now the stretch, now the set. Adrian Torres. Short off the glove. Going to get by the glove of Brylan Hedden. Probably going to be a passed ball. It was in front of him. He'll retrieve it. And running down to second base on the misplayed baseball is Gavin Boutel. So Boutel at second base. Two outs on the diamond. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Knights have two runs in. Boutel at second base. Straight off lead. Stepping off the back right here, Adrian Torres. He wants to see the signals again. So up here in, looking at signals. From the stretch, now the set. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Short off the glove. Lateral. Kept it in front of him. Brylan Hedden moving from second base to third base. for the night to 17 Gavin Bukel. Timeout on the diamond. Hedden out there talking with Torres, trying to iron something out. Three balls, no strikes. Right-handed batter, Bren Robbins. See if Bren Robbins has the green light. Pretty good size hole there between third and shortstop. Here comes the 3-0 pitch. Right down Meridian, knee-high, strike called. Down goes 3-1. Bren Robbins might see the best pitch of the at-bat right here. Here comes a 3-1 pitch from Torres. Inside a ball, he'll jog down to first base. Runners on the corners. Next batter to step in for the Knights. Seven hitter. He plays the catcher position. That's number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, a manicure, that right-handed batter's box. I saw him doing that down in Tennessee. He did that customarily. He likes doing that. He did that on the synthetic field turf and then really didn't need to. The right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch to Kane. Inside edge called strike. Taking off for second base. Looking for the pickle. Nothing doing. Runners at second and third base for the Knights. Two outs, bottom of the first inning. Stepping back in, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane has been in the weight room just a sophomore. You can tell. He's got some bulk he's put on for football, likely. Here comes the pitch. He's going to pop one left center field. Going to be called for by the center fielder. He'll veer to his right, and he'll make the catch. Knights come up with two runs in the bottom of the first inning. They'll grab their mix. They'll go out and play defensively. And Benton Central are going to come to the plate, going to bat in the top of the second inning. We'll talk a little bit about Benton Central Bison. Benton Central Bison, they have a school enrollment of 508. They're class 3A, sectional 20. There are seven in their sectional. Five of the seven are Hoosier Conference members. It's been like that for quite some time, all sports. In their sectional is Benton Central. McConaughey used to be in the Mid-Indiana Conference with several of these teams. Northwestern, the third team in the sectional here, they are one of those MIC teams, along with Peru. Peru was one of those. Now they're in the Three Rivers Conference, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette, and Western. The principal at Benton Central High School is Corey Robb. The athletic director is Jared Hall. The athletic secretary is Carrie Smith. Benton Central High School is located at 4241. East 300 South. That's Oxford, Indiana, 47971. We'll be there again. We'll be there tomorrow night for baseball. You can dial them up at their telephone. It's 765-884-1600. On the web, it's benton.k12.in.us. On the Twitter, you can find him at @BC_BisonAD. They wear the colors forest green and yellow. They perform in the Hoosier Conference West Division. They're currently 4 wins, 0 losses. They're 2-0 in the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. Head coach is Jarrett Hamill. What a quality guy. Got to speak with him a little bit in the dugout before the game. He's coaching in year number 3 at Benton Central High School. We'll mention he's a weight training teacher. He works right there. And then we'll mention he went to college at St. Joseph. They closed up. He went to Valparaiso. Coach is a left-handed pitcher. Ben Mazur peering in. Adrian Torres, the batter. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch outside a ball. Right-handed batter Adrian Torres. He's the four-hitter. You get a step back in. Next pitch from Ben Mazur, swing and a miss by Torres. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. He looked for signals. Third base coach is Coach Jarrett Hamill. Look at size young man. should say that. I'm a bit older than him, but don't look like it. Swing and a miss. So count goes one ball, two strikes. Adrian Torres, right-handed batter, trying to get himself aboard here in the top of the second inning. Peering in, looking at signals out of the wind. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Ground ball up the middle. Deanhart's going to play it. He'll throw it to first base on the run, and they'll get the put out with Ryan Schumer. Pretty good range there by Deanhart. Made the play there in front of second base on the grass. Next batter going to step in for Benton Central. It's going to be the five-hitter, number 18, Baylen Holmes. Baylen Holmes playing the first base position. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur. Looking at signals, here comes the wind to Holmes. He'll take one to right field. Going to get a read on it, come in, make the catch. Right fielder Keaton Brooks. Two outs here in the top of the second inning. Next batter going to step in. He's a six-hitter, number 13, Brylan Hedden. Brylan Hedden, right-handed batter, plays the catcher position. He'll step in. Two outs here in the top of the second inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind from Mazur. Outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. Ben Mazur trying to work that outside edge. Stepping back in. Six-hitter, Brylan Hedden. Here comes the pitch. Going to pop one foul out of play. So he'll step back in. One ball, one strike. One ball, one strike, peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind in the pitch from Mazur. Outside of ball. Two balls, one strike. On deck, the seven-hitter, number 11, Traven Schultz. He's the left fielder. Here comes a 2-1 pitch from Mazur. Outside edge, knee-high, called strike. Hedden thought that was a good pitch. He'll step out of the box. He'll regather himself. 2-2 count to the catcher. Six-hitter, number 13, Brylan Hedden. Here's the wind from Ben Mazur. Here's the 2-2. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Could get the front of the plate evidently. Broke low. Disciplined umpire calls the strike. And Mazur will set him down looking. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons. Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street. Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. Yes, Sheridan, Indiana. You've heard of Larry Bud Wright, the head football coach at Sheridan. He's won the most football games of any coach in the state of Indiana all time. Will mention Larson & Sons Target Sports. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. That's 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Safe practice shooting, always spoken at Target Sports, Sheridan. Let's get some final warm-up tosses on the field. Mike's going to bat here in the bottom of the second inning. First batter we're going to see is number 14. He's the eight hitter. That's Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, the left fielder. You're going to step in, right-handed batter. So they put the ball back in the glove, Adrian Torres. Infield playing straight away, outfield playing pretty much straight away to Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox steps in. The senior class member, 6'2". Pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. He'll step back in. He'll look for the pitch he wants. No balls, one strike. It's working from the stretch. Adrian Torres. He'll take a full swing, and it'll be just foul third baseline. He'll come back, pick up the bat. He was already at first base. Catcher Brylan Hedden going to hand him his baseball bat. Nothing wrong with sportsmanship. IHSAA, plenty proud. And they're smiling right there for Brylan Hedden, the catcher for Benton Central. 0-2 pitch from Torres. Foul right side this time. High hopper fielded by the on-deck batter, Gutwein. So he'll take an 0-2 pitch again. We'll see what happens. No balls, two strikes. Three pitches thus far to Tyler Fox. Peering and looking at signals, Adrian Torres. Out of the set, here comes the 0-2, second time. He'll take a drive right field. It's going to be foul territory, giving it a good look. Pretty good wheels right there. That's Caleb Kavalowski in right field. He'll retrieve the baseball and throw it to the dugout. He'll get it to Coach Johnson at first base. So here comes the 0-2 pitch for the fourth time to Tyler Fox. Swing and a miss, outside edge. He'll go down swinging. They get some knuckles on the way back to the dugout from the next batter, Hudson Gutwein. One out, we're in the bottom of the second inning. Two runs in, Knights got two in the bottom of the first. Stepping in, Hudson Gutwein. Where's number nine? He's playing third base. Right-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher, Adrian Torres. First pitch. Tight. Right there across the batter's box, the right-handed batter's box. And we see right there the home plate umpire is also a lefty. Say about these umpires, you know they enjoy the game. You know they played the game back in the day. They enjoy it thoroughly to continue to umpire, especially at a high level. Varsity baseball, second pitch from Torres. Outside edge, called strike. Count goes one ball, one strike. Hudson Gutwein, right-handed batter. One out here in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. 0-9. We'll retrieve that one back at the screen. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Steps back in, Gutwein. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch from Torres. Going to take a drive to right field. It's going to be some air under it and caught in right field by Caleb Kavalowski. Pretty good shot there to right field. Just a little bit too tall. Couldn't drop for a single. And Hudson Gutwein going to jog back to the dugout. Two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. We're going to see the one hitter again for the Knights. Owen Munn. Owen Munn stepping in. He's played in five games. Step in. Here's the first pitch to Owen. Just above the zone, ball one. Owen Munn wears number 12, entering the ballgame, 19 plate appearances, 16 official at-bats. He's batting .312, .389 on base percentage. Here's the pitch from Torres, high for ball two. That reminds me, .389 on base percentage for Owen Munn. .389 is the team average. For Benton Central, that's the batting average, team average, .389 on base percentage, .523 average. Pitch comes in low for ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Owen Munn, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. He got five hits on the season. He's got three singles, two doubles. He scored five runs. He's got an RBI. He's been hit once by pitch. Pitch comes in, strike call. Count goes 2-1. I take that back. I believe it's 3-1. We'll double check here. Working from the stretch, setting up outside. Here's the pitch. Ball four. He'll jog to first base. Nice to have a base runner aboard here in the bottom of the bottom of the second. Two outs. Stepping into bat for the ninth, number 24, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart has played in five games, all five. He's got one stolen base, 19 plate appearances, 14 official at-bats. Evan Dienhart batting, bottom of the second inning, one aboard. Pickoff move, first base, back safely. Head first is Owen Munn. Evan Dienhart batting 286. At home plate, 474 on base percentage. He's got four hits. They're all singles. Setting up a bit outside on Dienhart. Here's the pitch. He'll take a drive right side out of play. Nearly got a spectator. Everybody's okay. So Evan Dienhart going to step back in. No balls, one strike. One pickoff move in his at-bat. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Torres. Taking off the second base is Munn. Heading to throw to second base. Head first slide. No tag applied. Safe at second is Owen Munn. So Owen Munn picks up his third stolen base on the season. He's yet to be thrown out. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Torres. Here comes a 1-1 pitch to Dienhart. Going to put a bunt down. Good bunt, third baseline. Picked up with a bare hand. They'll throw to first base. Going to call him safe. Safe at first base. He beat it out. Going to be an infield hit for the bunt. Evan Dienhart. Be timed out on the field right there. And Coach Jarrett Hamill. Going to converse with the home plate umpire. Home plate umpire is going to say he can't say anything about it. Was not his call. It was a judgment call. And I can't say I blame Coach Hamill for coming out there and talking about that play. They talked that if it's a bang-bang play, a tie doesn't go to the runner because the ball's already in the back of the glove. We learned that in umpire school. Save it first. Runner's on the corner. Stepping back in, T.J. Bell, second at bat, taken off for second base. Dienhart going to make it to second base, trying to get the pickle, trying to score the run from third base. They throw a sharp toss straight back to Torres. He picks it up and thought about going to third base. And Owen Munn not far enough off the base. So one ball, no strikes. T.J. Bell, where's number 18? He's the DH in the ballgame. He's going to take a drive to center field. He's going to back up the center fielder. He's going to look up, and it's going to go out of here straight away. 365. Got a lot of that one. It's going to be a three-run homer for T.J. Bell. He's going to jog the bases. He get a low, medium five from Coach Bordenay around third base. So T.J. Bell has one dinger on the season. Did not get one last year. I say, why he's hitting the ball well. Tennessee, he was hitting the ball real well. And he finds the center field wall with that pitch. So Knights come up with three runs. Here in the bottom of the second with two outs. Stepping into bat, Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter. T.J. Bell helping that average, batting 273 on the season. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Jarrett Hamill going to walk out. Going to talk with his infield. Next batter in the lineup, as mentioned, number 7, Ryan Schumer. He's a four-hitter. He's playing first base in this ball game. Ryan Schumer on the season. He's played in all five games. 19 plate appearances, 12 official at-bats. He's batting 417 from that left-handed batter's box. 579 on base percentage. He's got five hits. He's got two singles, two doubles, and one home run. He's got five RBI. He scored three runs. He's got one sacrifice fly. He's walked six times. He struck out once. And that one strikeout, he went down looking. quality at-bats for Ryan Schumer. He had 15. Working from the stretch, Torres, first pitch to Schumer. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Righty facing the lefty. Adrian Torres, where's number 16? Junior class member. Here comes the second pitch to Schumer. Short off the glove. Heading makes a good stop. Saves the umpire. I tell you what, he don't want to get hit. He's trying to avoid the pitches also. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch to Schumer. Inside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Adrian Torres, a little bit in disbelief. We're right behind home plate. We cannot see the plate. Plate 17 inches left to right. Going to be a drive to center field. Going to have some air under it. Couldn't make the catch. Might not have got his glove. It's going to go through the fence. Picked up at the warning track. And probably going to go in the book as a double. Ryan Schumer got a lot of that one. He went line drive to right center field. Center fielder Ryan Foster took a jump at it, couldn't come up with it. It goes beyond his glove to the home run fence right there at the warning track. So Schumer gets himself aboard. There's still two outs. Next batter, 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur has played in all five games. 14 plate appearances, 11 official at-bats. 357 on-base percentage. Working from the stretch, here comes the pitch to Mazur. Right across Meridian. Might have been an off-speed, might have been a breaking pitch. Count goes 0-1. Mazur has two hits on the season. He's got two RBI. Step in. I take that back. He's got five RBI. Here comes the pitch. Inside and tight ball. Excuse me. Strike called. No balls, two strikes to Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur has five RBI. He's been hit twice by pitch. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 0-2 to Mazur. Outside of ball. Trying to get him to chase a little bit. That's a good catch by the catcher, Bryland Hedden. Definitely a good catch. Saved a 90-foot travel for Mazur. I take that back to Schumer. Stepping off the back. He wants to see the signs again from catcher, Bryland Hedden. Steps back in, the rubber. Signal's given. Working from the stretch, Adrian Torres checks second base. Here comes a 1-2 pitch to Ben Mazur. Take a drive to left field. Going to be right at him. Going to make the catch in left field. Traven Schoaf makes the final out. The catch in left field off the bat of Mazur. And so the Knights come up with three runs off the bat of T.J. Bell straight away center field. I'll mention the parameters here. At Gordon Lemme Field, down the left field line and the right field line, it's 325. In the alleys, it's 380. And in center field, it's 365. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by FTCSales.com. FTC Sales, the Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. I drove by there on my way here. They got a lot of vehicles right there. You can go check them out. If you're looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle, look and find FTCSales.com in the Weekly Auto Trader. And you can also find FTCSales.com in the Indiana Auto RV. They are free publications. You can pick them up at your local gas station every Friday. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Yes, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, they offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. Visit them at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 24 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7. Friday, they're open 9 to 6. And on Saturday, they're open 9 to 4. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfurt, Indiana, 46041. So they throw one down to second base. Going to throw it around the infield, put it back in the glove of Ben Mazur. Next batter going to step in for Benton Central. Going to be number 11, Traven Schoaf. Traven Schoaf recorded that final out there in left field in the bottom half of the second inning. So batting here in the top of the third inning, right-handed batter Traven Schoaf. Just step in. Stepping up to the rubber, pitching from the windup, Ben Mazur. Peers in, looks at signals from Kane. Here's the first pitch. Outside edge, strike called. Trying to paint that outside edge and doing a pretty fine job of it. Ben Mazur. First pitch of the game was a strike outside edge. There comes the 0-1. Ball outside. One ball, one strike. On deck is the eighth hitter, number 3, Corbin Cooley. He's the second baseman. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Swung on, swinging a miss. Number 11, Traven Schoaf, left fielder. Count goes 1-2. Peering in, looking at signals out of the windup. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Right across the dish, you're going to set him down looking. They're going to throw it around the infield. One out here in the top of the third inning. Next batter going to step in. Here's the second baseman, Corbin Cooley. Where's number 3? Right-handed batter. Just step in. One out here in the top of the third inning. Sun kind of climbing behind the clouds a little bit, showing its face a little bit more. Outside of ball. Right-handed batter's box, number 3, Corbin Cooley. Steps back in. Mason wets the fingertips, drives off. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Right across Meridian, knee-high, strike called. 1-1. Eight hitters at the plate for Benton Central. Corbin Cooley. Outside of ball. Count goes 2-1. 2-1. Steps back on the rubber. Right-handed batter, Corbin Cooley. Here's the 2-1 pitch. He's called a strike. Looks like he wasn't sure about that call. He went ahead and went through with it. Count goes 2-2. 2-2, 1-1. Corbin Cooley, Ben Mazur. Here's the pitch. Outside edge, he swung at it. Trying to protect the dish. To go down swinging, there are 2 outs here in the top of the third. Next batter to step in, he's a 9-hitter. Where's number 2? That's Ryan Foster. Ryan Foster plays center field for the Bison. Steps in. Here comes a wind from Mazur. High for a ball as that sun peeks back around the clouds. Illuminating the field pretty good. Got some shadow there. The third base dugout. Well, the Bison occupies the third base dugout. Pitch comes in, a ball. Count goes 2-0. Knights occupying their respectable first base dugout, like they like to do here at Gordon Lemming Field. Here comes a 2-0 pitch. Foul tip back to the screen, right on time. Number 2, Ryan Foster. 2-1. Now step back up to the rubber. Ben Mazur. 2-1 count. Ryan Foster, here's the pitch. Ground ball at the middle, shortstop side. Dehart fields it, throws to first base. Gets the put out with Ryan Schumer. So in the top of the third, no runs, no hits, no errors committed by the Knights. And after 2.5, Knights 5, Bison 0. We'll mention this game is also in parts being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Since 1955, They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. That's rentalfarmequipment.com. And now, Titus Bakery and Deli. You'll find Titus Bakery and Deli right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. Reynolds Farm Equipment, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5. Saturday, 7:30 to noon, and they're closed on Sunday. You can join Titus Bakery and Deli for breakfast and or lunch. TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment in Titus Bakery and Deli. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. You'll see them right there at 276th Street. They're manicuring the dirt right now. They're going to put an over and under. Trying to make that trip from Indianapolis to South Bend. They're trying to cut that down. Say they're trying to cut 45 minutes off of the trip with the over and unders. Costly, that's what they're doing. On the pitcher's mound right now is number 10, Dylan Ford. He's got 5 innings under his belt. He's got 2 appearances, 4.2 ERA. He's allowed 3 hits, 3 runs, and all 3 runs were earned. He's walked 4. He has struck out 6. Working from the windup. First pitch to Brent Robbins is high and away. To number 10, Dylan Ford. He's faced 24 batters. He's thrown 87 pitches. This is his 3rd appearance. Swing and a miss. 1-1. 1-1 count, Brent Robbins. Right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Dylan Ford. Here comes the pitch to Robbins. Outside of ball. Good backhand glove. Bryland Hedden. Good play right there. We'll mention number 10, Dylan Ford, on the pitcher's mound here in the bottom of the 3rd inning, facing the Knights. Pitch comes in, outside edge, no swing, strike called. 2-2. Working from the stretch, I should take that back from the windup. Here's the pitch. Going to be a ground ball, full swing, right there around home plate. It went on the 3rd base line. It was pretty close to being a fair ball. So Brent Robbins steps back in, 2-2 count. Peering in, looking at signals, Dylan Ford. Working from the wind, here's the pitch. High and away, 3. Count goes full. Full count, Brent Robbins, first batter for the Knights in the bottom of the 3rd inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Brent Robbins thought it was a ball. He was headed to first base. That breaking pitch right across the dish. He'll go down looking. 1 out here in the bottom of the 3rd. Next batter steps in, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane on the season. He's played in all 5 games, batting .385, .500 on base percentage. First pitch, breaking pitch. Finished high and tight. 1-0 to Jackson Kane. Ended the ball game with 16 plate appearances, 13 official at-bats. Next pitch, low for a ball. Count goes 2-0. Jackson Kane has 5 hits on the season. He's got 4 singles. He's got 1 double. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Outside edge, strike called. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter. Jackson Kane has 2 runs scored. He's got 1 RBI. He's been hit twice by pitch. He's going to foul one right side out of play. 2-2. Right-handed batter does the catching. play some left field, steps back in. 2-2 count. Dylan Ford looking at Sigels. Dylan Ford out of the wind. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Jackson King going to step back in. Hand clap signals from Coach Bordnay. Here comes a 3-2. Short off the glove. Hedden keeps it in front of him. Going to be ball four. Jackson King jogs to first base. Jackson King probably going to put his gear on. Coach Bordnay going to run for Jackson with one out here in the bottom of the third inning. Jogging over to first base is the junior class member, number 41, Isaac Suppinger. Suppinger 6'1", 170. He's a pitcher and an outfielder. Stepping into bat second time, the eight hitter, number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox has played in four of the five games. 10 plate appearances, 8 official at-bats, 300 on-base percentage. First pitch, the pickoff move, first base, tag applied, back safely. Is Suppinger. Steps back in, Tyler Fox. Right-handed batter, working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch. Full swing, swing and a miss. Count goes 0-1. Dylan Ford works from the stretch. He's got basically an unorthodox type of stretch, but it works. Works for him. Works for the umpires. Everything's good. Here comes the 0-1. Foul back to the screen. Tyler Fox. Count goes 0-2. Adrian Torres set Tyler Fox down his first at-bat. Dylan Ford, working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, outside of ball. Hit the spot pretty good, but the spot was off the plate. Count goes 1-2. Get a lead there at first base. Suppinger. There comes a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, he's going to throw to second base. Steal attempt. Going to strike him out, throw him out. Howard Kelman. The Knights are out of the inning. They pick up two outs in one pitch. So the Knights come up with 0 runs at the end of 3 complete. Knights in front, 5 runs, and the Bison coming to the plate. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, real estate agent, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years while serving clients in the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list. And or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. It's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens. Rely on experience and knowledge. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. You can rely on her. 317-513-4086. Century 21 Sheets. He'll throw one down. Second base. Jackson Kane. And stepping into bat. For the Bison, going to be number 15, leadoff batter in today's ballgame, Dylan Musser. Dylan Musser is a DH, left-handed batter. He's going to step in. He batted 308, has played in all four games. He's stepping into bat right now, 389 on base percentage. take a swing, right side, foul ball. Left-handed batter, Dylan Messer. Dylan Messer, 18 plate appearances, entering the ballgame, 13 official at-bats. He scored 5 runs. He's got 4 hits. He's got 4 RBI. It's probably why he's batting leadoff. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Low and outside, ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Messer has walked twice. He's walked back to the dugout 3 times. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Backdoor curveball. Messer in disagreement. Breaking pitch got the dish, broke inside for strike 2. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Dylan Messer. Going to be dropped 3rd strike. Picked up and go to first base. He's going to be there safe. Messer went down the line. He's fine with the running lane. And Jackson Kane had to pick up that ball. Close to the, towards the dugout side. It was not inside. He couldn't step inside. Coach Bourne is going to come out and talk to the umpire just to see if he had anything to say. He was in the running lane. And the sun was bright. Schumer tried to give it a catch. I think the ball ended up right in his belly button, bounced off his skin, off the shirt, and safe at first base is Dylan Messer. Next batter, number 5, the 2-hitter, Boston Pritchett. He plays the 3rd base position. First pitch, breaking pitch, low for ball 1. Number 5, Boston Pritchett. He's a junior class member. I'll mention they have 2 seniors. They have 13 juniors, Benton Central Bison baseball. They have 0 sophomores. They have 1 freshman. Here comes the pitch to Pritchett. Now it'll be pickoff move. Back safely. No tag applied by Schumer. Dylan Messer getting back safe. Probably has a step and a half available if he wants it. So stepping back in, Pritchett. Pritchett, 17 plate appearances, 15 official at-bats. He scored 3 runs. Going to be a bunt down. He's going to go right side. Be foul territory. And then Mazur makes that bunt difficult for Pritchett, but he did get a piece of the bat. Taking off the 2nd base was Dylan Messer. I think it was probably a run and bunt rather than a bunt and run. Count goes 1-1. Appearing and looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set, Ben Mazur. To Boston Pritchett. Pickoff move. First base, back safely, head first. Schumer applies the tag, back safe is Dylan Messer. So stepping back in is Boston Pritchett. He scored 3 runs, as mentioned, 5 hits. He got 4 RBI. 1 walk, he struck out 3 times. He's going to put a butt down. Picked up in front of the plate by Jackson Kane. They'll get the put out at first base. That's a high hop right there in the dirt. Jackson Kane out in front of the plate made the one-handed grab and threw to first base. But mission accomplished at 2nd base now is 15, Dylan Messer. Stepping into bat, the 3-hitter. Number 4, Tyler Clemmie. Tyler Clemmie, the shortstop. Tyler Clemmie batting .400 on the season. .667 on base percentage. Left-handed batter. Here comes the first pitch to Clemmie. Breaking pitch, back door, called strike. Clemmie, we'll mention on the season, entering this ballgame, 18 plate appearances, 10 official at-bats. He scored 6 runs. He's got 4 hits, 3 RBI. He's walked once. Take that back. He's walked 8 times. He struck out only once. And the Knights try to make a play at 2nd base on Messer. And the ball goes in at center field shallow. Bren Robbins picks it up in a hurry. And Dylan Messer stays put at 2nd base. So talk about that play in umpire school. Can you throw to an unoccupied base? Can you throw to the position of the shortstop? He was making his way to 2nd base, no problem there. just if you throw where they're standing. That's a little difficult play to make and a play to call. Working from the stretch, here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. No balls, two strikes. Three hitter, number four, Tyler Cremme. Tyler Cremme, as mentioned, 8 walks this season, just 1 strikeout entering the ballgame. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Cremme, a base hit over third base. Going to drop it in. Round to third base, coming in to score. Throw at the plate. Going to be a collision. Musser is safe at home plate. Jackson Cain absorbs a pretty good hit right there. Jackson Cain is back up. And then there's going to be a conversation here at home plate. Home plate umpire going to talk right now with Coach Bordenay and Coach Hamill. No way knowing what they're saying. But the play at the plate was a collision. Wasn't really a fly, but he did hit the deck after the collision. The run comes in to score. They don't have it on the scoreboard yet. Top of the fourth inning. There's one out. And home plate umpire having a conversation with Coach Jarrett Hamill. My guess is, yeah, that run's going to count. There's no automatic slide rule that I know of in high school baseball. Now, there is in the younger generation, summer ball, because that's a little different situation. But that was a collision at home plate. And Jackson Cain, he took the brunt of it. Jackson Cain's a football player. He's okay. He's back behind the dish. And they don't have the run on the board yet. I'd be surprised if they don't get that run. They do put the second out up there. I'm not quite sure. Huh. Well, Jarrett Hamill is going to walk back to his third base coaching position. There's 2 outs on the board. I do not see the run there for the top of the fourth inning for Bison. Boy, both umpires are talking it over right now. I'd be really surprised, and I feel pretty bad if they didn't get the run. The run should count. So they got 2 outs on the board. They're still talking it over. Home plate umpire and base umpire talking right there. They just broke up. They're going to talk again. Coach Hamill's going to talk with the home plate umpire. Coach Hamill's going to walk through the dugout, try to get put his sunglasses inside as he kind of shakes his head. And I'm not sure what's happening here. Now the home plate umpire going over to talk to Coach Bordenay. Going to explain something to him. I still don't see the run up there in the top of the fourth. And I see the second out. That was a base hit over third base, Gutwein, into the grass. Tyler Fox picked it up. Threw it to home, one hops the glove, right there in the glove of Jackson Cain. And Dylan Musser, round in third, came in, scored the run, and they're evidently not going to put it on the board. Wow. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Adrian Torres at the dish, right-handed batter. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch. Righty facing a righty, 0-1 count. Adrian Torres, he's batting .533 at home plate. On base percentage, 6-11. He'll take a second pitch, breaking pitch, for a strike. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Right-handed batter, Adrian Torres, junior class member. Runner at second base. He'll step off the back of the rubber. Ben Mazur. No balls, two strikes. They have 2 outs on the scoreboard. Top of the fourth inning, Knights in front, 5 runs. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Mazur. Ground ball, base hit between shortstop and third base. rounding third base. Here comes the throw to the plate. They're going to get him out at home plate. The throw was good. Tyler Fox into the glove of Jackson Kane. Slide comes in head first. Out at the plate is number four, Tyler Clemming. So the Knights hold them from scoring from some way or another. And I'm just not quite sure of that particular call in high school baseball. But not for me to know. So we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Knights will bat. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, they're in Noblesville at 1708 South 8th Street. You can dial them up at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. Indiana Express Rentals. You can call them up. You can save a lot. You don't have to go with the hometown crowd. You can call Indiana Express Rentals. They're in Noblesville. Dirk will help you out. He's authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet. Commercial with lift gates. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. Next batter to step in, bottom of the fourth inning. Nice batter and bats in the ninth position. He wears number 9. It's Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein has played in 4 ball games. 12 plate appearances, 11 official at-bats. Hudson is batting .364 from the right-handed batter's box. .417 on base percentage. He's got 4 hits. They're all singles. He's got an RBI. He scored 4 runs. Right-handed batter. Peering in looking at singles. Dylan Ford. Out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch high for ball 1. Hudson Gutwein has mentioned 5 runs on the season. He's reached twice on air. He's walked once. He's got 5 quality at-bats. Next pitch comes in, ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. Dylan Ford doing the pitching. Long relief for Benton Central. Pitch comes in outside, ball 3. Set back in the rubber. Lieutenant Dylan Ford. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge. Perfectly placed. Called strike. Count goes 3-1. Hudson Gutwein. Right-handed batter's box. Here comes a right-handed pitch. Inside and tight, ball 4. Third time at the plate today is going to be number 12, Owen Munn, the one hitter for the Knights. Owen Munn batting .312, .389 on base percentage. He's got 5 hits. He's got 3 singles, 2 doubles. He scored 5 runs. Entering the ballgame, pitch comes in, perfectly placed. Curveball taken for a strike. No balls, 1 strike. Runner at first base for the Knights is Hudson Gutwein. Working from the stretch, there comes a pitch from Ford. It'll be a snap throw at first base. Getting back safely is Gutwein standing up. No balls, 1 strike. Single given, Coach Bordenay, third base. Stepping back in, Owen Munn. Peering in, looking at signals. Dylan Ford out of the stretch. Pickoff move. A step off the back of the rubber, make the throw. Back safely standing up is Gutwein. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the stretch. Here comes a 1-1 pitch, base hit. Going to go to right center field. Going to get the grass. Picked up there by Ryan Foster. He'll toss it in, hit the cutoff. Textbook base hit off the bat of Owen Munn. Next batter in the lineup going to be number 24, the two-hitter, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart plays shortstop. Evan Dienhart, 19 plate appearances entering the ballgame, 14 official at-bats. He's batting .286. Last year, he finished the season batting .467. That's in 33 games. A step back in, right-handed batter. Two aboard, first and second base for the Knights. No one out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Working from the stretch, here comes the pitch. He'll put a bunt down. Back to the pitcher. He's going to be thrown out at first base. Low throw, Dylan Ford, but picked up. Baylen Holmes makes a good stop at first base. And they're going to move the runners. It's going to be a sacrifice bunt off the bat of Evan Dienhart. Runners move up 90 feet. Stepping in the bat, last time up, Holmberg center field with two aboard. There are two aboard now. T.J. Bell in the right-handed batter's box. There comes the pitch. Outside of ball, breaking pitch. Count goes 1-0. T.J. Bell wears number 18. He's played in all five games. Batting .273, .467 on base percentage. He now has four hits, two singles, one double, and a home run. Outside ball two. Trying to pitch to T.J. Bell a bit delicately. I think everybody in the ballpark knows what T.J. Bell did in his last at-bat. They're going to walk him. Coach Hamill going to say, put him on base after two pitches. Intentional walk. They're going to walk T.J. Bell to load him up for Ryan Schumer, the four-hitter. They're jog out Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks going to go to first base, going to run for T.J. Bell. So bases are loaded. Ryan Schumer batting. The infield is in third and first base. Shortstop back to regular depth. Here's the pitch. Ryan Schumer, ground ball in the infield, second base. They'll score a run. They'll get the out at first base. Ryan Schumer will get an RBI, but his batting average is going to suffer just a bit to get that RBI. So fielder's choice. Now two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. One run in. Stepping into bat, number 27, Ryan Schumer. So the home plate umpire making an adjustment on his notepad. Probably Keaton Brooks running for T.J. Bell. And they're stepping in right there. So right-handed batter, Ben Mazur. Ground ball, third base. Could be a base hit. Going to get by the glove of Adrian Torres at third base. Coming in to score. Second run on the double. They're going to call it a single. They'll take second base on the throw. So it's a single and two RBI. And Ben Mazur going to jog off the diamond. And back to do the courtesy running for Mazur is number 17, Gavin Butel. So runner aboard at second base. There are two out. Bottom of the fourth inning, three runs in. In the batter's box is number 33, Bryn Robbins. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Bryn Robbins looking at singles. Bryn Robbins batting .294, five hits, three singles, and a triple, and a home run. He got the lone triple thus far on the season for the Knights. Timeout called at home plate. Bryn Robbins, as he takes his right hand off the bat to call time. Ball's live. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes 1-1. Gavin Buttel right there at second base. Tyler Crimi and Corbin Tooley hovering second base right there, looking for a possible throw from the pitcher, Dylan Ford, peering and looking at signals. Now out of the stretch, he'll check second base. Here's the pitch. Foul back to the screen. Bren Robbins goes down the count, 1-2. Bren Robbins, right-handed batter. Hit the ball well, hit the ball solid. Bren Robbins, the sixth hitter for the night. Check, here's a pitch from Ford, tight above the head. Everybody's good. Bren Robbins, 2-2 count, steps back in. Two outs, bottom of the fourth inning. 8 runs on the board for the Knights. Here comes the pitch. High for a ball, count goes full. 3-2 count for Robbins. Runner at second base, Gavin Buttel. He's running for Ben Mazur, courtesy runner, in today's ball game. 3-2 count. Here comes a pitch from Ford. A foul one, right side, out of play. Bren Robbins going to jog back. And Brylan Hedden going to hand him the bat right there. Brylan Hedden, pretty good young man. Playing the catcher's position. Brylan Hedden, he's also a junior class member. He's a 3-2. Going to take a drive to left field. Going to get a lot of air under it. Going to call it and going to make the catch. Traven Schoaf makes the final out. And then the Knights come up with 3 runs here in the bottom of the fourth. Knights, 8. Bison, 0 after 4. We'll also mention Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo, that's Mexican restaurant. If you ever find yourself over in Arcadia, it's probably the best restaurant in Arcadia. It probably reminds me of a Chi-Chi's. Chi-Chi's right there. You get tortilla chips delivered to your table. As soon as you get there, they'll take you a drink. You take the drink order, and that drink order could be an adult beverage if you are above 21 years of age. They have soft drinks. We'll mention that's at 100 West Main Street, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. They're open for lunch till 10 p.m. We'll mention you can enjoy multiple big screen television while you dine in. If you ask nicely, they'll change the TV channel for you. I've counted them up right there in the showroom and in the bar area. They have 9 big screen televisions right there at Cinco de Mayo in Arcadia. You can call them at 317-984-5005. Again, that's 317-984-5005. You can call ahead for carryout, or you can call ahead and have your table ready when you get there. At Cinco de Mayo Mexican restaurant in Arcadia. I'll also mention Nick has another restaurant just the same over in LaPel, Indiana. Pretty quality place to eat. Their menu is good. Going to throw one down second base. Frozen rope from Jackson Kane. Top of the fifth inning. Bison going to step in. It's going to be number 18, the 5 hitter. Baylen Holmes plays first base. Baylen Holmes, batting average of .438. He's a junior class member. Baylen Holmes entering the ballgame, 18 plate appearances, 16 official at-bats. Here comes the first pitch from Mazur, the top of the fifth. Outside of ball. 1 no strikes. Baylen Holmes. He scored 3 runs. He's got 7 hits. Here comes the second pitch from Mazur. Baylen Holmes. High for ball 2. Baylen Holmes, right-handed batter's box. Baylen Holmes has walked once. He struck out twice. He's got a double on the season. He's been left on base 10 times in 4 games. Outside of ball count goes 3-0. I believe that to be true. Scoreboard says 2. Leonard Arias count up 3-0. Strike call right across the dish. Holmes was watching all the way. 3 balls, 1 strike. Right-handed batter, Baylen Holmes. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Low for ball 4. So Mazur going to issue a walk. Going to issue a walk to the 5-hitter, Baylen Holmes. He plays first base, and he's on first base now as a runner. Next batter stepping in is the catcher, number 13, Brylan Hedden. Looking for signals. Third base coach, Jarrett Hamill. Jarrett Hamill, third year with the Bison. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Outside of ball. Brylan Hedden. Right-handed batter. Does the catching for the Bison. Brylan Hedden. Batting 455 from that right-handed batter's box. Pitch comes in high for a ball. Count goes 2-0. Brylan Hedden on base percentage 588. Entering this ballgame, 17 plate appearances. 11 official at-bats. He scored 2 runs. He got 5 hits. Got 3 RBI. Here comes a 2-0 pitch from Mazur. Foul ball right there at home plate. Going to bounce up, going to get a piece of him. Might have bounced up off the plate. Got him right there in the facial area. Sarah Igo, athletic trainer, going to walk out and check on him. Okay, umpire right there. Coach Campbell going to walk over, check his catcher. Bounced right up off the plate. Full swing, bounce up. He's going to say he's okay. And Coach Hamill going to pick up the bat for him. What goes around comes around. What comes around goes around. And he's going to be just fine. He's just set back in. 2 balls, 1 strike. He's going to get a good hand clap now. Step back in. Number 13, Brylan Hedden does the catching. 2 balls, 1 strike, nobody out. 1 runner at first base for the Bison. Baylen Holmes. Here comes the pitch. Held up. They'll probably check the. Let's see if they will check. They will not. So it's going to be ball 3. 3 balls, 1 strike. Check swing. He held up. Got some bullpen activity down the left field line, the Bison bullpen. Outside edge, strike call. Down goes 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. A step back in, that's Brylan Hedden. Where's number 13? Working out a stretch, now the set. Ben Mazur. 3-2 pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. And Hedden, not quite sure. I thought that was inside. Pretty good break. Ben Mazur throws a good breaking pitch. Righty facing a righty. And Hedden will put his gear on. There's one out. Top of the fifth inning. One runner aboard for Benton Central. Number 18, Baylen Holmes. Called a balk. Right there at the pitcher's mound. I just looked up. Did not see it myself. B position umpire is explaining what happened to Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur in agreement, evidently. And it doesn't matter. So, umpire moves over to C position. That's between third and second base in the grass. So, that's Baylen Holmes at second base. Pitch comes in, ball low, into batter's box. Right there is number 10, Dylan Ford. Checks second base. Here comes the pitch. Foul tip in the glove. Jackson Kane, a strike. 1 ball, 1 strike. One runner aboard, second base, Baylen Holmes. 1-1 count, one out. Right-handed batter, Dylan Ford. Here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. Jackson Kane working on that framing. When you frame with your forearm, kind of gives the pitch away. When you can frame with your wrist, you'll do better getting a strike call. Working out a stretch. Here comes a 2-1. Low and inside, ball three. 3-1 count. One out. One runner at second base is Baylen Holmes for the Bison. Bison looking to score some runs here in the top of the fifth inning. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes a 3-1 pitch by Down Meridian. Strike called. Down goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Dylan Ford trying to help himself. He is the pitcher of record. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball, second base. Owen Munn fields it. He'll throw to first base. They'll get the put out. Ryan Schumer. As Baylen Holmes makes his way to third base. Two outs here in the top of the fifth. Next batter going to step in. Number three, Corbin Cooley. Corbin Cooley playing second base. Step in, right-handed batter. Right now, we'll make adjustment here on my notepad. Here comes the first pitch. Full swing, ground ball. Left, right, excuse me, third baseline. Run comes in to score. Difficult play for Ben Mazur. He picked the ball up down the third baseline, made a turn and threw to first base, and not in time. It's going to be a base hit off the bat of Corbin Cooley and an RBI. One run in, Corbin Cooley now at first base. Stepping into bat, the nine hitter number two, Ryan Foster. Ryan Foster, he's batting .444 on the season. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Really a good breaking pitch from Ben Mazur. Kind of fooling the right-handed batters here of Benton Central. Ryan Foster on base percentage, .643. Right-handed batter's box. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Mazur. He's like a drive going on the ground, go to second base. 0-1, he'll flip it to Dehart. They'll get the out at second, but just barely. Pretty good wheels right there by Corbin Cooley. And that's three outs in the top of the fifth. One run in for Benton Central. 8-1 contest. Wondering why it's not 8-2. I'm going to find that out after the ball game. And then Coach Hamill going to make an adjustment in his lineup. And the Knights will bat in the bottom of the fifth inning. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising. Large format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering, sign production since 1985. You can dial them up at 317-946-2424. Again, that number is 317-946-2424. Sign production west of Arcadia. We'll mention new pitcher in the ballgame for Benton Central. Number 11, Traven Schoaf. Traven Schoaf comes in from left field. Right-handed pitcher going to pitch here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Traven Schoaf, he's got 1 1/3 innings under his belt. He's got one appearance. He's got an ERA of 5.25. And we'll mention he's walked one. He struck out two. He's faced five batters in that 1 1/3 innings. He's thrown 23 total pitches thus far on the season. He's going to start out working from the stretch. Throwing the ball around the outfield and the infield. First batter for the Knights in the bottom of the fifth is going to be number three, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, catcher's position. As mentioned, Jackson King batting .385 batting average, right here in the batter's box, on base percentage, entering this ballgame of .500. He's got 5 hits, 4 singles, 1 double. He scored 2 runs. He's got 1 RBI. As mentioned, 3 hit by pitch. He's got 1 reach on error. He's walked 6 times, struck out 3 times. 2 of those were looking. He's got 7 quality at-bats. First pitch from Schoaf outside of ball. Treyvon Schoaf wears number 11, right-handed pitcher. Treyvon Schoaf, he's a senior class member. Here's the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. Count goes 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set, here comes the pitch from Schoaf. Outside of ball. Jackson King looking at that ball all the way, following the path of it. Count goes 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Jackson King, right-handed batter's box. Pitch comes in. Going to foul 1 back, out of play. Going to be out here, going to get the top of the batting cages. If you're going to stay up there, they'll have to toss it down. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody out. First batter in the bottom of the 5th inning for the Knights, Jackson King. Here comes the pitch from Treyvon Schoaf. You know, Drake's drive to right field. Is it going to be fair? It is fair. Going to get a single right there. Jackson King goes the other way with it. Drops it in right near the fair line. The next batter we're going to see is going to be a pinch hitter in today's contest. Going to work right there. It's going to be Minnick. We're going to see him bat first time this season. Junior class member, number 20, Caden Minnick, 5'11", 160. Played a tremendous outfield a year ago as a sophomore. So working right there. Pitchers, man. Treyvon Schoaf getting some help from the B position umpire. So, Caden Minnick, left-handed batter's box. First at bat this season. He'll step in. Game number 6. From the stretch, here comes the pitch. Schoaf outside of ball. So, Suffinger doing the running at first base. Courtesy runner for Kane. Working from the stretch, now the set, Treyvon Schoaf. Trying to check his swing, they're going to ask, and the home plate umpire is not going to ask for help. He's going to say a swing. So, no balls, 1 strike. Look at the signals. Third base coach, Tim Bourdonnais. Left-handed batter's box. Peering in, look at the signals. Treyvon Schoaf. Long look, here comes the set. Pickoff move, first base, back safely is Isaac Suffinger. Isaac Suffinger, also a junior class member, was number 41. He's 6'1". He looks taller than that from here. Working from the stretch, now with Seth. Treyvon Schoaf. Backdoor curveball broke in there for a strike. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter. Number 20, Caden Minnick. No balls, 2 strikes. From the stretch, now the set is the 0-2. High for a ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Caden Minnick, a great eye at home plate. He has exemplified that last season. Quite a few walks drawn by Minnick. Here comes a 1-2 pitch from Schoaf. Full swing, third baseline, going to catch it and go to second base. So get the fourth out at second. Nice play at third base. Adrian Torres, high hop, caught it right inside the line. Cade Minnick is safe at first. Going to be a fielder's choice. Cade Minnick will get to run, but it'll hurt his average. He's on base now. Stepping in the bat for the Knights, 17, Gavin Dutel. Right-handed batter. Pitch comes in, outside a ball. Gavin Dutel, he's ran a couple times. A couple of times for the pitcher, I believe, Ben Mazur, courtesy run. He's going to bat right now for himself. Junior class member. Pitch comes in, he's going to float one, first base side. It'll be foul territory caught by the first baseman, Baylen Holmes. Out number two. Bottom of the fifth inning. 8-1 ball game. Knights in front. Lights come on here at Gordon Lemming Field. 7:35 on the wristwatch. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Just misses. Owen Munn in the batter's box. Owen Munn, I believe, fourth time at the plate. A step back in with one aboard at first base. Caden Minnick. Now a stretch, now a set. Here comes the pitch from Schoaf. Outside edge, called strike. One ball, one strike. Two outs, signals given. Coach Bordney, step back in, 0-1 run. Checking the base, now a stretch. Now a set, here's the pitch from Schoaf. Outside a ball. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Owen Munn steps back in, right-handed batter's box. On deck is Evan Jeanhart. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes 3-1. Owen Munn looking for a good pitch. 3-1 count. A step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of stretch, now with set, checks the base. There comes a pitch for Schoaf. Ground ball, base hit between second and first on the ground. They go out into right field. Kavalowski will toss it back in. Runners at first and second base for Evan Jeanhart. Two outs. Munn at first base. Seppinger at second base. Going to call a timeout. Coach Bordney. So, Brylon Hedden going to go out and talk with his pitcher, Dylan Ford. Going to run out at second base is Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox playing left field. You're going to jog out. Play second base. Owen Munn at first. Run at second base. So runners aboard first and second. Wait for the ball to be made live, and here it is. Evan Jeanhart steps in. Two outs, bottom of the fifth inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Take that back. Schoaf, the pitcher of record. Here comes the pitch. I think we might have a balk said by a player. You can't do that. You can't say balk unless you're the umpire. That's about like yelling fire in a crowded theater. I believe that's what took place right here. We'll double check here. But B position umpire did not call balk. And I'm not going to mention who I believe did say it, but I think it's the guy running on first base right there. So that's got to be there's got to be some type of penalty for that, I would think. I mean, I would stop a dugout if they were saying that. If I were the umpire, say that's an off balance. You can't be saying that word. Because the pitcher, they're going to give a calling out. They're going to call an out right here on the night. And that probably is the penalty. So they leave two aboard. Benton Central to jog into the dugout. It was nothing Benton Central did. They are just a recipient of something that took place. So we're always learning. That's why we get up every morning, so we can learn something new every day. And there's something new right there. So they're talking about it, and we'll mention it. We're going to go to the top of the sixth inning. Knights could not score a run. The bottom of the fifth. And it's 8-1 after five innings. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com. Since 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio, high school sports, to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. So back out on the rubber is Ben Mazur. He's going to pitch in the top of the sixth inning. Knights are going to throw the ball around the infield. And again, these two teams are going to play again tomorrow. It's going to be a beautiful day once again. Tomorrow it'll be at Benton Central High School. They're going to try to start that game about 5 o'clock. I talked to Coach Hamill, and Coach Hamill said, we're going to try to start at 5. It might not get started exactly at 5, but he did let me know they have no lights over there at Benton Central, so they want to get the game in. Cathedral does not have lights, so they get some tie games at Cathedral because of darkness. But I'm going to throw a ball around the infield, put it back in the glove of Ben Mazur, stepping into bat for Benton Central is number 8, Caleb Kavalowski. Caleb Kavalowski going to step in. He's going to step in. He's going to bat for himself. They're going to do away with the designated hitter, Dylan Musser, who comes to pitch from Mazur. Above the zone, ball one. So Kavalowski going to bat for himself, first time in the ballgame. Kavalowski, first time to bat this season. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Caleb Kavalowski. Two balls, no strikes. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur. Here comes a 2-0 pitch. Right down Meridian, knee high, called strike. Two balls, one strike, right-handed batter. Caleb Kavalowski. Here comes a wind from Mazur. Swing and a miss. Good cut. Count goes 2-2. Kavalowski, another member of the junior class. As mentioned, they have 13 junior class members. Benton Central, here comes a 2-2. Outside a ball. Count goes full. Kavalowski, right-handed batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur, the 3-2 pitch. Inside and tight. They're called drop third. And you're going to jog to first base. He'll be thrown out from the inside of the playing surface by Jackson Kane. So he's jogged back to the dugout. He might have tried to check that swing. They're called a full swing on Kavalowski. Might have been ball four pitch inside. Here comes a pitch from Mazur. Breaking pitch, outside edge, called strike. Number 5, Boston Pritchett, third baseman in the ballgame for Benton Central. Batting 333 on the season. Swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. Boston Pritchett scored 3 runs on the season. He got 5 hits. He got 4 RBI. He's been left on base 10 times during this season. It's been 4 games. He'll foul one off the left side. Severely left. Count remains 0-2. Ben Mazur back on the rubber. peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Long set. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, shortstop. Handled right there by Evan Genhart. Strong throw across the diamond. He'll get the put out with Ryan Schumer. Two outs here in the top of the sixth. Next batter going to step in. The three hitter number four, Tyler Clemmy. He plays the shortstop position. Tyler Clemmy batting an even 400. Coach Bordner going to walk out. Going to talk with his infield. They got some bullpen activity. Have a lefty. Ben Mazur has gone 5 2/3 innings. And he's going to hand the baseball to Coach Bordner. So Ben Mazur going to get a good hand clap as he exits the ballgame. Benton Central come up with three hits against Ben Mazur. They'll walk back to the dugout, get some knuckles right here from the guys. So coming in from the right field bullpen area would be the lefty. And I think we're going to see the submarine man, Isaac Suppinger, pitches submarine. Isaac Suppinger, as you know, where's number 41? Isaac Suppinger has pitched in 2/3 of an inning, not even a full inning. He's recorded 2 outs as a pitcher. He's participated in 1 game. He's faced 9 batters. He has thrown 31 pitches. He's allowed 7 hits. He's allowed 5 runs, and all 5 were earned. He has not walked a batter, and he struck out 1. So, Isaac Suppinger, pitcher's mound, Coach Bordner, substitutes Suppinger in short relief. So, there are 2 outs on the scoreboard. We're at the top of the 6th inning. Nobody on base. Next batter for Benton Central is going to be number 4, Tyler Clemmy, the shortstop. He's the 3rd hitter in the lineup. So the Knights going to take their normal positions now. And Suppinger says he wants 1 more. So 1 more pitch for Suppinger. Jackson Kane. So Jackson Kane going to stay right there behind the dish. Evidently they're good on their signals. So stepping in, left-handed batter's box, 3 hitter number 4, Tyler Clemmy. As mentioned, Clemmy batting 400, 667 on base percentage. Submarine right in there for a strike. Dan Quisenberry was a submarine pitcher. Pitched pretty good. And Kent Tekulve from the Pittsburgh Pirates back in the day. Submarine pitcher. Pitch comes in outside of ball. Count goes 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike, 2 outs. Top of the 6th inning. Pitch comes in tight for a ball. Count goes 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Left-handed batter, Tyler Clemmy for the Benton Central Bison. Here comes a 2-1 from Suppinger. Be a fair ball down the third baseline. Gutwein fields it. He throws across a diamond. The throw brought Ryan Schumer off the bag just slightly. Schumer tried to apply the tag and safe at first base. Probably going to be an infield hit right there. Not quite sure. Coach Bordner going to walk out and pick up the baseball from Isaac Suppinger. So Isaac Suppinger faced 1 batter. He faced the lefty. He faced Tyler Clemmy. Clemmy is on base. So they're going to go with the 3rd pitcher in the ball game. They're going to work from the stretch right there. It's going to be Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox comes in from left field. Going to get some warm-up tosses. He'll do that from the stretch. Got a base runner aboard. Tyler Clemmie. Tyler Fox, in this season thus far, he's thrown one inning, one complete inning. He's appeared one time on the mound. He's faced four batters. He's thrown 17 pitches. He's walked one. He struck out one, and that strikeout was looking. And he's allowed one runner left on base. So working there on the hill is Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox, a senior class member. He's 6'2", 175. He's an outfielder and a pitcher. And they're working right there on the diamond. So the sun's going down. Everything's nice, nice, gentle breeze happening right here at Gordon Lemming Field. Next batter for Benton Central is going to be number 16, Adrian Torres. And the defense is going to take their regular positions now as Tyler Fox finishes up his warm-up tosses. Two outs, top of the sixth inning. One runner aboard for Benton Central. That's Tyler Clemmie. He plays shortstop on defense. He's a three-hitter, number four on his jersey. Getting ready to see the four-hitter step in for the Bison. It's going to be number 16, Adrian Torres. Adrian Torres began this ball game as the pitcher for Benton Central. It'll be a bit of a conversation. Home plate umpire and Coach Jarrett Hamill. So a little bit of a conversation there. Information being supplied. And going to step in. Right-handed batter's box, number 16, Adrian Torres. One aboard, Clemmie is at first base. Tyler Fox, the new pitcher. Seppinger went one batter. Tyler Fox, we're going to have a stretch. First pitch to Torres. Breaking pitch across the dish, strike called. Torres is going to step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Fox, now out of the set. Here comes the 0-1. Low for a ball. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Torres looking at signals. Coach Hamill. Clemmie, modestly there at first base. Pickoff move. Tag applied. Back safely is Clemmie. One ball, one strike. Two outs. Top of the sixth inning. Central Catholic hosting Benton Central. Let's try to throw down it. First base is going to be safe at second as the arm comes out from the B position umpire. There was a collision there. After the missed baseball on the pickoff move, Schumer couldn't quite field it. He ran into runner. Clemmie ran into Schumer. So Clemmie was going to be safe at second base no matter what happened because of interference. Runner at second base is Tyler Clemmie. Two balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at singles. Tyler Fox. Adrian Torres at the plate. Let it go by just high. Three balls, one strike. Adrian Torres might see the best pitch of his at-bat right here. Tyler Fox checks second out of set. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in low for ball four. So Adrian Torres is going to go to second. Runners at first and second base. Torres and Clemmie. Stepping into bat, going to be number 18, the five-hitter, Baylen Holmes. Holmes plays first base. The right field, Keaton Brooks going to come in a little bit. Tight for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Benton Central looking to score some more runs here in the top of the sixth. Pitch comes in. Swing and a miss, healthy cut. healthy cut right there by Baylen Holmes. That was his cut. Count goes 1-1. Peering in looking at singles. Tyler Fox checks second base out of set. 1-1 pitch. Going to be hit by pitch. Right off the noggin. That helmet comes in handy right there. So his dog down to first base. He's fine. Baylen Holmes. And they're going to load the bases up. Coming in to bat, the sixth hitter, number 13. He's done a good job catching this ball game, Brylon Hedden. Brylon Hedden went down looking last time on a curveball. Steps back in, right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch. Low and away, ball one. Baylen right there. Brylon Hedden, right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch. Strike called. Count goes 1-1. Brylon Hedden will step back in. Bases loaded. Two outs. Top of the sixth inning. Here comes the 1-1. Outside edge. Might have been right below the kneecaps. Strike call. Usually a catcher that's been protecting you gets preferential treatment, but maybe not this time. One ball, two strikes. We're going to have a set. Here comes the 1-2. Swing and miss, drop third, steps on home plate, fourth out at the plate, and Jackson Kane retires the side. So Benton Central leaves three runners aboard and come up with no runs in the top of the sixth. At the end of 5.5, Knights 8, Bison 1. We'll also mention, if you go to the new website, the IHSAA.org website, you'll see that that's been changed. It's a lot more friendlier, that website. You can check it out. It's been in there in existence since last year. You can go to the website, and the first thing you'll see on the screen is keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. So, getting some warm-up tosses right here on the diamond, Benton Central. Doing the catching right there, just waiting for Brylon Hedden to get his gear on. The warm-up catching is Dylan Ford. Dylan Ford was on the pitcher's mound earlier in this ball game for Benton Central. And working on the diamond right there, some warm-up tosses, is Traven Schoaf. Traven Schoaf, as mentioned, this is his second appearance. Entering this ball game, he had 1 1/3 innings under his belt. He's walked one. He struck out two. He's getting ready to throw one down, second base. Brylon Hedden back behind the dish. Frozen rope, one hopper. Next batter for the Knights is going to be number 24, Evan Deanhart. Evan Deanhart was in the batter's box when someone mentioned the word balk as a base runner for the Knights. The B position umpire immediately put his hands up, called time. They talked it over, and they enforced an out for the word balk. Here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. One ball, no strikes. Evan Deanhart. Evan Deanhart batting .286 entering the game. .474 on base percentage. Next pitch, breaking pitch, finished outside. Ball two. Evan Deanhart steps back in. Right-handed batter. Keaton Brooks is on deck. Be a ground ball back up the middle. Shortstop going to play it. Tyler Clemmie throws across the diamond. Gets a put out at first base with Baylen Holmes. One out in the bottom of the sixth inning. Next batter for the Knights stepping in. Number 34, that's Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, left-handed batter. He's played in three ball games this season. He's got three steals. He's been caught once stealing. Pitch comes in high for ball one. Keaton Brooks, 8 plate appearances, 7 official at-bats. He's back. His on base is .250. Peering in looking at signals. Out of the stretch, nobody on base. Pitch comes in for Schoaf. Low for a ball. Keaton Brooks, he's 6'2". Those knees are pretty high off the surface. Peering in looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here's the pitch from Treyvon Schoaf. High and away. Down goes 3-0. Keaton Brooks, let's see if he has a green light. Peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Out of the set, here's the 3-0 pitch to Brooks. Outside edge, called strike. 3-1 count. Keaton Brooks. He's got one hit. It's a single. He's been hit by pitch once. Looking for his first walk. Swing and a miss. Count goes full, 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Infield, straight away, regular depth. Outfield, the same way. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Foul one back to the screen. He'll stay in the box. Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, a junior class member, listed as a pitcher and an outfielder, playing right field in today's ballgame. Here comes a 3-2. Foul tip back to the glove. He dropped it. Dropped third strike. He's going to take off for first base. He's going to make a late throw. And that's got to be a drop third strike. It's foul tip. It's going to be a foul ball. It's going to be a foul ball. It's off the bat. It's off Keaton's bat. Hit the glove. He missed it. I believe that's no. They're going to set him down. They're going to say he started back to the dugout, probably. He started back to the dugout, and he don't have a chance. A.J. Przewski, whoever it was, he went to the dugout, and he went back to first base, and then they changed the rule. Because Przewski, for whatever his name is, Przewski made his first base. High pitch, first pitch to Schumer, back to the screen. They call that abandonment rule. So if you walk, step towards the dugout, really got a better chance if you're in the first base dugout to getting by with that. Going to be hit by pitch. Schumer is tight in that left-handed batter's box. Ryan Schumer jogs to first base like nothing happened. So 2 outs here in the inning. Bottom of the 6th inning, Ben Mazur going to step into bat. So Ryan Schumer at first base. And then Ryan Schumer gets hit by pitch. I've got down here for first time this season. Working from the stretch, now the set. First pitch to Mazur outside in the short hop the glove. Going to get back to the screen. And Ryan Schumer jogs in to second base. 1 ball, no strikes. 2 out. Bottom of the 6th inning, 8-1 ball game, Knights in front. Lights are on, Gordon Lemming Field. Stretch, now set, here's the pitch to Mazur. He's going to take a drive, right side foul ball. It's going to land, good effort by the first baseman. Right there above the bullpen, Baylen Holmes could almost reach that baseball. I thought he was not even going to get close to it. A lot of room right there. A lot of good travel space for Baylen Holmes. And Coach Johnson giving him some slack right there. That's a pretty good effort. 1 ball, 1 strike. Out of the set, here comes the pitch from Schoaf. Outside of ball. 2 balls, 1 strike. Ben Mazur went pitched 5 2/3 innings. Here comes the pitch from Schoaf. Ground ball on the infield. Third base. Torres going to throw it across the diamond. Got the put out. Created the put out. Baylen Holmes in a good effort right there. from Adrian Torres to complete the inning. So the lights are on. The Knights come up empty. Bottom of the sixth inning. 8-1 score. Benton Central going to bat. Top of the seventh inning. Tyler Fox gets the baseball put in his glove by Coach Bordenay. And we'll mention this game is also in parts being brought to you by Discount Copies. Discount Copies, customized notepads, invitations for all occasions, large format printing, black, white, and in color, business cards, carbonless forms, and much, much more. Stop in and meet our staff at Discount Copies. Open weekdays 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. By phone, you can reach them at 317-773-8783. Again, their number is 317-773-8783. That's Discount Copies. They're located at the west edge of Noblesville, next to 32 Bowl and behind Pizza Hut along Highway 32. That's Discount Copies. Say what, they come in big time handy during football season, blowing up the big posters to show the roster, what positions they play, how much they weigh, how tall they are, what class they're in. That's a great way to go. And we thank athletic departments for providing PDFs, stuff like that. So to throw one down, Jackson Kane. Throw it to Dehart. Give it back to Munn. Davin Boutel at third base. And at first base is Ryan Schumer. So they put the ball back in the glove of Tyler Fox. Stepping in the bat for Benton Central. He does the pitching, short release. It's number 11. Traven Schoaf started in the left field. First pitch in there for a strike. Traven Schoaf, senior class member, started the ball game. 5 plate appearances, 2 official at-bats. Pitch comes in, base hit. Right field, one hop the glove of Keaton Brooks. So base hit for the senior class member, Traven Schoaf. Traven Schoaf has scored 3 runs this season. He's got an RBI. He's got a sacrifice fly. He's walked twice. He's walked back to the dugout 1 time. Next batter in the lineup for Benton Central, number 3, Corbin Cooley. Corbin Cooley, junior class member, right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, Tyler Fox. There comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Corbin Cooley, 15 plate appearances, 10 official at-bats. He's played in all 4 games. He scored 8 runs. He's got 5 hits. And he's got 5 RBI. He's got a double. Runner at first base. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Outfield, infield, playing regular depth straight away. Peering in, looking at signals, Tyler Fox, now out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball, snap throw by Jackson Kane. Right on our dime, but back safely at first base is Traven Schoaf. So right-handed batter steps back in. It's number 3, Corbin Cooley. Here comes the pitch, the 3-0. And then for a strike, Cooley taking all the way. 3 balls, 1 strike. Right-handed batter. Tiering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set, Tyler Fox, the 3-1 pitch. Low for ball 4. So Cooley going to jog down to first base. Timeout called by Jackson Kane. They'll walk out, talk to Tyler Fox. Coach Bordenay going to walk out. Going to talk to his infield. Ryan Elsner going to enter the ball game as Coach Bordenay walks out. And Ryan Elsner is going to play defensively. And we're going to see Ryan Schumer. I take that back. They have a new pitcher in the ballgame. And we're going to see Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart is going to start in there and get some warm-up tosses. Nobody out. Top of the seventh inning, two runners aboard, first and second base. That's second base, number 11, Traven Schoop. Working some warm-up pitches right there, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart on the season, he's pitched 3 1/3 innings. He's got one appearance at the pitcher's mound. He's not won a game. He has lost one. He's 0-1. Evan Dienhart has faced 18 batters. He's thrown 54 pitches. Evan Dienhart has given up two hits. He's given up two runs. Only one is earned. He's walked two. He's not struck out any. So Evan Dienhart, pitcher's mound for the Knights. Knights utilizing some pitchers in this ball game. So working on his final tosses right there. He's ready to go. Runners at first and second base. At first base is Corbin Cooley. Second base is number 11, Traven Schoop. So they're getting ready to pitch right here. And the next batter in the lineup is Ryan Foster. Ryan Foster, the 9-hitter. He's playing center field. Where's number 2? He's batting .444. Junior class member, .643 on base percentage. Working from the stretch, now the set. Evan Dienhart's first pitch. Just inside, ball 1. Ryan Foster, 14 plate appearances, 9 official at-bats. He scored 5 runs. He's got 4 hits. He's got 6 RBI. He might have another one right here. He's going to take one deep to the left field. Warning track is going to be over the fence in left center field. He'll pick up 3 RBI with that particular hit. He'll get a low 5 right there from Coach Campbell. Ryan Foster, the 9-hitter, home run, 3 RBI, home run for Ryan Foster. So Foster now with 9 RBI, he leads the team. Next closest is 5, that's Corbin Cooley, and Adrian Torres, along with Baylen Holmes, has 5. So stepping in. Inside and tight, going to hit by pitch. The jaw down to first base. That's number 8, Caleb Kavalowski. Kavalowski, they did away with Dylan Musser, the DH. Kavalowski, the right fielder, now batting for himself. That was the second time for Kavalowski. He's at first base, hit by pitch. Now the 2-hitter, number 5, Boston Pritchett. To take a drive to center field. Brent Robbins on his horse, going to get over the top of his head. He'll pick it up at the warning track. He'll toss it back in. And Gutwein hits the cutoff with Gutwein. He'll bring the ball back in. Runners at second and third base. Take that back at Ryan Elsner. Ryan Elsner is at shortstop for the Knights. He handled the cutoff. 8-4 ball game. There's nobody out. Top of the seventh inning. Runners at second and third base. Now batting number 4. Tyler Clemmy is the pitch. Ground ball. Try to get the play made. Brian Owen Munn does make the play. They'll get the run scored. So he'll get an RBI coming in to score with number 8, Caleb Kavalowski. And there's one out and another run in, an 8-5 ball game. Runner at third base, set to bat, is Adrian Torres, the four-hitter. Working out of the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, just high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Top of the seventh inning, becoming interesting here in the seventh. Here comes the pitch. He'll take a drive, solid stroke, foul ball. He got a lot of it. Count goes 1-1. 16, the four-hitter, Adrian Torres, started this game as the pitcher. Working from the stretch, now a set. Here's the pitch from Gene Hart. Up the middle, going to be a base hit. Past the glove of Ryan Elster. Coming in to score from third base is number 5, Boston Pritchett. It's an 8-6 ball game. Next batter going to step in, the 5-hitter, Baylen Holmes. Has played first base all day. Right-handed batter. Adrian Torres at first base. Tying run at the plate. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Good breaking pitch from Evan Dehart. No balls, one strike. Baylen Holmes steps back in. Holmes batting .438, entering the ballgame. He got 7 hits. He got 5 RBI. Working out of the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Didn't get the break he wanted, and Holmes hit by pitch. So two runners aboard. 8-6 ball game. Top of the seventh inning. Next batter going to step in. He's the 6th hitter. Number 13, Brylan Hedden. He's caught a good game today. He'll step in, right-handed batter's box. One out, top of the seventh inning. 5 runs in here in the top of the seventh for Benton Central. Working out the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, outside edge, knee high, strike called. Steps back in. Brylan Hedden, tying run at first base. Outside of ball. Setting up outside. Misses outside. One ball, one strike. One out. Top of the seventh inning. Evan Dehart from the stretch. Now the set is the 1-1. Going to foul it back right side. Out of play. One ball, two strikes. Runner at first base, Baylen Holmes. At second base, Adrian Torres, the 1-2 pitch. Outside, ball 2. 2-2 count. 6th hitter, number 13, Brylan Hedden. Right-handed batter's box. Peering in, look at the signals. Out of the set, he'll check second base. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Brylan Hedden in disbelief that the breaking pitch was at about a 12-inch break. So Hedden's going to walk back to the dugout, two out, stepping into bat, number 11, Traven Schoaf. Traven Schoaf, pitcher of record for Benton Central. Two runners aboard, two outs. First pitch to Schoaf. Good block there by Jackson Kane. Kept it in front of him. Runners stay put. First and second base, Benton Central. One ball, no strikes. 7 hitter for the Bison, number 11, Traven Schoaf. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 1-0. Right down Meridian, strike called. One ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals, Evan Dehart. Out of the stretch, now the set. Let's check second base. Here's the 1-1. Ground ball, third base. Let's step on the bag. Ball game's over. Good ball game. Good comeback. Fifth inning. Benton Central. Tonight's score going to end up 8-6. Knights going to capture the win. Tomorrow night, both these teams will play once again. We'll be at Benton Central. We hope you'll tune in. PutneySports.com. The game is scheduled to start at 5 p.m. Eastern time. So we'll try to be ready 5 o'clock if you want to tune in. If you can't make it live, and we do thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife's back home sound check. And sun's going down. It's going to be a chilly ride home, but it's going to be okay. So no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.